Racist drivel, conservative MP cancels his BBC license over racism against white women. By Kurt Zindulka on July 7, 2020. Conservative MP Ben Bradley said that he has cancelled his BBC license in reaction to a recent podcast on white privilege and Karens, which he described as racist towards white women. In a promotional clip for BBC Sounds No Country for Young Women podcast, the presenter, British-Pakistani comedian Sajia Azmat, asked her two guests, both white women, chicken shop date YouTuber Amelia de Moldenberg and feminist historian Dr. Charlotte Riley from Southampton University, how can white women not be Karens? De Moldenberg replied, don't be so loud. Stop shouting and stop attacking black voices. Instead, you should be uplifting them. Dr. Riley added, get out of the way, basically. In response to the clip, the Member of Parliament for Mansfield Ben Bradley said, BBC spending £100 million on diversity in this junk, which honestly is racist, would not be acceptable the other way around, whilst at the same time ditching regional news in order to save £25 million. Absolute joke. Cancelling my TV license, sick. I don't need to pay for this, he declared. The BBC deleted the clip from social media and said that it was not featured in the podcast itself, with a spokesman saying, the episode itself is an in-depth and broad discussion on racism, class, feminism and stereotypes. In the podcast, Dr. Charlotte Riley admitted that she is a radical feminist, saying, I want my feminism to be like violent and radical. If I'm gonna be a feminist, I want it to be revolutionary and I want it to be inclusive of trans people, then I want it to be inclusive of people of color and I want it to think about class, and you know, I know I don't want, like, a tote bag with feminists on it. Although I do have, like, always have loads of tote bags with feminist on it, obviously, Dr. Riley went on. The conversation on so-called Karens, the meme of middle-aged white women who demand to speak to the manager, went into how white women use their privilege to power over minorities, giving the example of the white woman who called the cops on a black man in Central Park in May. I think it reflects a reality in society, which is that white women are taken seriously when they talk about feeling vulnerable or threatened in those particular instances, and I think it's something that is really problematic, said de Moldenberg. The Conservative MP for Harbour O'Neill O'Brien said, the BBC just slashed regional news so it can fund this kind of racist drivel to try, to, get down with the kids. In December, a poll from Norstat found that 64% of British respondents believed that the BBC was biased. A separate poll found that a plurality, 48%, of Brits do not trust BBC journalists to tell the truth, compared to 44% who did. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindulka.